Here we go. Time for more trivia on WCHL. I'm Rod Sutz, and let me introduce to you the one and only Billy Shears.
Billy Shears.
No, the one and only Freddie Kiger.
Thank you.
Yeah, how you doing?
And I can't do this without the help of my friends.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, what would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Lend me your ear, and I'll sing you a song. And I'll try not to
sing out of key.
Oh, I get by.
With a little help.
My friends.
You know what? You know, this is crazy. You may think I'm crazy. I know you think I'm crazy. But I like Joe Cocker's version of it better than the Beatles version.
I like them both.
Yeah. Well so do I.
Even the Beatles version is kind of the understated with Ringo's doing the lead. It's one of my favorite Beatles songs. And Joe Cocker's version is just phenomenal.
But Joe Cocker knocked it out of the park at Woodstock.
Yeah, Woodstock. It was unbelievable. Oh, it was awesome. Oh,
amazing. You remember the first time you ever saw that guy?
Unbelievable. I thought he'd not taken his medication.
What is wrong with him?
It was not good. Yeah. Unplug him.
He was a little more understated later in his career. And Joe Cocker passed away not too long ago.
That's correct.
Really hate to see him go, man. I love that guy.
He was wonderful.
You ever see him in person?
His rendition of the letter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he did.
What about the High Time We Went, Delta Lady? Like when he's doing stuff with Leon
now,
Russell.
Wait a minute. Yeah, when Delta Lady.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love Joe Cocker.
That was about Rita Coolidge.
I had a chance to see him at which I don't even know what it's called now, but it was called Walnut Creek. Joe Cocker was in concert over there.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah, and that was late in his career, you know.
Yeah, I saw Leon Russell at Reynolds.
Really?
Good show.
Yeah. All right. Well, did he play a song for you?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, just for you.
Yeah. Hey,
we're way off track.
Good
here,
luck, so. Sylvia Hatchell, up at Syracuse. Hope the weather's...
Oh, yeah. I was talking
manageable.
To Walter Storhold about making that trip up there.
That ain't fun, baby.
Walter, of course, play-by-play
guy.
No,
I don't want to go to Syracuse after September.
Wouldn't want to be in Syracuse right now.
No. Although, they missed a lot of the nor'easter week or so ago.
Yeah.
Because it hit kind of slammed into the New England coast.
But generally speaking.
Yeah. In fact, I talked to Coach Boeheim about that.
Really?
I said, Coach, when's the last time you could remember going back to Syracuse and not worrying about the snow?
Yeah.
Because they were not supposed to get any of that. But anyway, have a transition. Yesterday we did pool.
Uh-huh.
Today we're doing another version of pool.
Really?
Olympic pool swimming.
Oh, okay.
Olympic swimming.
All right, sounds good.
Olympic swimming. And, of course, while we're doing this, you know, of course, the men and women and the diving team of Richie DeSelm at Carolina. A lot of stuff going on this coming weekend at the UNC Natatorium. Go over and check some of the ACC swimmers out.
All right, well, you ask a question, and I'll see if I sink or swim.
Okay.
All right.
Olympic swimming. In what order are the four strokes swam in the medley?
The four strokes. Oh, man.
In what order are the four strokes in the Olympic medley?
Wow, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching Olympic swimming.
Oh, yeah. I love watching it.
Yeah.
In what order are the four strokes in the medley?
That's in the medley
or relay?
That's a tough one.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news talk and Tar Heels station.
Freddie, you're asking, in what order are there four strokes performed
in the medley?
During the medley?
Yeah.
Well, the last one would be the freestyle,
correct.
Right?
If you think about it, you can figure out the first one because...
Backstroke
would be the first
one. That's correct.
You got to start in the water.
Then there's the breaststroke.
That is correct.
And then the third one would be, I can't remember what the fourth, the
sting
third one.
Like a bee and float.
Float like a butterfly.
Butterfly.
The butterfly, yeah. I couldn't think of that particular stroke. And then I know the freestyle is at the end because you're trying to make this big rush at the end there.
First is backstroke because it begins in the water. You couldn't very well. You can't do backstroke in a second or third or fourth stroke because diving and starting in the water and all that kind of thing. So backstroke is first.
That makes sense.
And then the three remaining strokes, breaststroke, butterfly, and freestyle, are in order of the usual speed.
Uh-huh.
Breaststroke, butterfly is a little faster, and of course freestyle is the fastest stroke.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, once again, over at the UNC Natatorium this coming weekend,
Yeah.
A lot of swimming and diving going on over there. And go over and check and support Richie DeSelm's UNC program as well.
Absolutely. A lot of great stuff going on at Carolina. Not just basketball.
Oh, yeah.
A whole lot of other stuff. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. I'll see you tomorrow for Friday.
Yeah.